Ladies and gents, what's happening? We're back again. Bryant McFadden. You guys know me as B-Mac, Champions Collective Podcast. Thank you for giving us your ears and your eyes. Got an outstanding episode for you guys. Big Ten, stand up. Maryland, stand up. We got no other than Reuben Hippolyte joining me here, junior linebacker out of South Florida. Of course, went to the same high school, MacArthur Mustang Pride. Stand up. Instagram, make sure you give my guy Reuben a follow at Reuben Knows. Then, of course, Twitter at Reuben Knows number one. Reuben, what's good? How you doing? How you feeling?
What's going on, boss? How you? I'm great.
Man, that's what's happening, man. You were finally able to get back on the football field a few weeks ago. How challenging was it for you to go through that injury, the high ankle sprain, and how did it feel to finally be back?
Yeah, it was challenging for me just getting back. Very, very challenging for me, specifically on the mental aspect of it, just not being out there. And then getting back initially, just, you know, shaking the rust off, if you will, a little bit. It was definitely challenging and tough. But I just had to keep grinding, keep putting in the ample work just to get back to myself. So it's been a challenge, but I've been, you know, taking it headstrong and just taking it day by day.
You know, what did you see from the guys in terms of growth while you couldn't be on the football field?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just gelling well and playing together. I think we're starting to really gel as a unit, like I said before, and really just play for one another. And we're playing for a greater cause, not just, you know, individually or for ourselves. So I've definitely seen that out of the group, out of the defense as a unit. And I'm proud of those guys.
Leadership is something we discussed with you in the beginning of the season. But how did you try to lead from the sidelines?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was just being vocal, still being vocal, even if I couldn't be out there on the field. My coach, he still wanted me to be present in the meeting room. So that was big. That was one thing that I was really big on, still being present in the meeting rooms. And then I took it upon myself to really just go 100% on getting back healthy, because I think that was the most important thing I could do as a leader. It looks good, you know, leading and coaching the guys up from the sideline. But I mean, I'm most effective when I'm on the field. I just wanted to really get that done for my guys. But yeah, for the time that I couldn't be out there, the most important thing was just being present. And I think that's one thing that I did pretty well. So,
you know, being on the sideline, clearly you had a different perspective while you were out watching. But which guys on defense really stood out to you in your absence?
Our whole DB core, man. I think we really have one of the top DB cores in the nation. And we saw that last week, specifically against Ohio State, top two team. And, you know, they played pretty well against those guys. And our linebacker room as well held up pretty well also, being the leaders and getting everybody aligned and really stepping up when we needed them. I think our front seven as well, really our whole unit. It's not really, specific unit that stands out. Like I said, we all came together. And we all played as one. And that's the, you know, couple of things that I saw when I was out. Everybody just, you know, playing for each other, just standing up for each other. So,
yeah. And you talked about the Ohio State game. The final score isn't indicative on how close the Terps played Ohio State last week. What type of fight did you see from your team?
Yeah, I saw a fight for 60 minutes. We're not into the moral victories and stuff like that. But loss is a loss. We took it. We left players out there that would have, gave us a chance. And we didn't take the plays that we needed to make, and we didn't make them. And that was myself included. I had a lot of mistakes. And we had a lot of mistakes as a unit. So just got to get them cleaned up, got to flush it, and then move on to this week, Rutgers, finish the year out strong, and then finish the year out like we wanted to finish it out. And that's strong, and that's headbutting to finish, like our strength staff says. So, you just got to finish strong. So,
and talking about finish the year out strong, what will it take to finish the season strong with a victory against Rutgers?
Yeah, it's going to take finish. That's the word for the week this week, finish. Over the summer and during the winter, our four quarter program that we go through, that's what we preach every day. It's finish, finish, finish. No matter what we do, there's always a stance, there's always a start, and there's always a finish.
Yeah.
So we got to take that into account going into this weekend. We have to apply it in all that we do. We got to know what to do, know how to do it, and know why it's important to do it that way. So that's the biggest thing going into this week to finish the year off.
What do you expect to see from your defense this Saturday against the Scarlet Knights?
Domination. I think it's time that, you know, we come together as a unit and play a perfect game. Obviously, you know, we're all human, so again, nothing's going to ever be perfect. But we want to strive to be excellent. And that's one of the things that we're hammering this week in practice and in preparation. So I think that's what you're going to see from us this weekend.
It's the final home game for a bunch of seniors. What did this senior class mean to you and the program?
Yeah, I think it's I think we're honoring 18 guys. Those 18 guys, they've been through a lot and they laid a foundation. And I was here for I was here for 2 years at least with some of those guys and others won. But yeah, man, just, you know, forming a bond and forming a relationship with a lot of them, they really put, you know, they're all on the line for the program to grow. So it's only right that, you know, I do my due diligence and do my part. And, you know, the team does their part. And we all play our roles to make sure that we send them out the right way, you know, as they should be sent out and as they deserve. So that's going to be our job this week, you know, play our roles and make sure that we give the seniors, you know, the going out part that they deserve. Because, you know, they've been through a lot and they put the program in the right position to continue to succeed and move forward. So.
No doubt. Well, hey, Ruben, man, best of luck to you and your teammates this Saturday, senior night, final home game of the regular season. Go out there and get you guys a big time victory to go ahead and get ready for this bowl season for you guys, not knowing exactly what bowl you will be playing in, but you know you're playing in the bowl. So that's a positive, big time positive in regards to the year. Happy to see you finally healthy. We missed you out on the football field. Go out here and Saturday, fall into a few sacks, fall into a few PBUs, and create some turnovers.
Well, definitely. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my job and do it well, for sure.
No question, man. Best of luck to you and your teammates, and ball out.
Appreciate you, OG.